Logic. I'm your host, Mike Alexander, a.k.a. RotoWan. We are just wrapping up opening day here. Yeah. Day two, coming at you. Gonna hit the main slate, or at least what I think is gonna be the main slate. So you're ready for Friday night. Interesting opening day, man. The juice ball is definitely alive. Matt Davidson, 3 home runs. I believe I briefly mentioned his name, so I'll tout that. Stanton, 2 jacks. He's picking up right where he left off in an even better lineup. Tim Anderson getting it done. I kind of poo-pooed him, but still mentioned his name. Cole Calhoun. I said if he's hitting 5th, play him. Triple, homer. Nice stuff out of him. Freddie Freeman hit a bomb. Jose Martinez. He hit a ball a mile off of Thor. And I tell you what, he looks like the truth. His bat is got great contact skill. He's a patient approach. And if they keep him in the lineup hitting 5th, like play him until that salary goes up. Chris Davis hit one. Cozart hit one. Eduardo Nunez inside the park home run. That Tampa Bay outfield is ugly outside of Kiermaier. Hurting your Archer shares. Rhys Hoskins did pretty well. Didn't hit a bomb, though. Duda, a lot of the Royals White Sox stacks doing a little work there. Adrian Gonzalez even got in on the action, as well as Albert Pujols. Some of the golden oldies feeling healthy to start the year. Glad to see those Angel stacks pay a little bit. I know people were heavy on them. Pitching side, Chris Sale looked pretty good. Got the win spoiled by his bullpen. Severino, he looked pretty good. Fastball was sharp. Was approaching hitter smart. Dylan Bundy spun 7 shutout innings, I believe. He looked good, 7 Ks. Keep an eye on him. He had a really nice run to start the year. Thor, despite some struggles, gave up a couple long balls. He's still turning a solid outing with 10 Ks. Oda Rizzi, man, I thought he was going to be pitching batting practice. I forgot that the Orioles, A, stink, and B, can't handle a pitcher who has any kind of guile. You know, Oda Rizzi and his 90-mile-an-hour fastball was striking out Orioles left and right up high. Like, come on, man. If you can't catch up to 90 up high, then don't swing at it. Get some freaking plate discipline. The only guy in that lineup with any plate discipline really is Trey Mancini. He's a nice cash game play. He's never going to give you a huge day, but his power is upper 20s, gets on base. Price should always be fairly low. Archer, so-so. Garrett Richards, he let me down. Carlos Martinez, ooh, rough line for him. 6 walks. 4 earned. Not going to get it done. Danny Duffy blew up a little bit there. 5 earned. John Lester. Oh, man. He got beat up by the Marlins. If the Marlins B-squad is taking you down, you're coming to the end. So, yeah. Fade Lester until otherwise advised. And then some more garbage at the end there. But let's jump into what's going to happen on Friday here. First game of the night. I'm going to skip the 2 early games. You got the Red Sox taking on the Rays again. Over under 7.5. David Price, Blake Snell pitching respectively. Both left-handers. A lot more interest in the Red Sox. They've got some heavy right-handed bats in that lineup. Snell was a mixed bag last year. Still messing with his mechanics and some of that stuff. So I'd stay far away from him. Price, GPP play, yeah. He could come out and dominate in his old haunt. Particularly J.D. Martinez of the Red Sox, Hanley, Bogarts, he looked good today. Any other righties? On the Rays, not really interested in anything on the Rays. Maybe Wilson Ramos as a righty. Next game of the night, the Phillies taking on the Braves again, 9 over under. Nick Pivetta pitching against Michael Fultonewicz. I don't really like either pitcher here. Lefties hit this ballpark pretty well. The Phillies, lefties that are of interest, Cesar Hernandez, doesn't really have any power, but put the ball in play. Nick Williams, not going J.P. Crawford, to be honest. If Andrew Knapp gets another call, he had a good day today. And then the top of the Braves order, Enciarte, Albies, Freeman, Markakis, all lefties are switch hitters. That's a nice little stack right there. People might go there because Freeman hit one tonight, but we'll see what happens. Astros taking on the Rangers, 9.5 over under. Dallas Keuchel pitching lefty, Doug Fister for the Rangers. You know, Keuchel's a guy who can shut a team down, keep the ball on the ground, get a couple strikeouts too. Not your worst option. Fister, don't like him at all. And don't be fooled into thinking that because, you know, the Astros are righty heavy that they're not going to hit a righty as well as a lefty. They absolutely do. Correa's probably better against righties even, but they all can hit. They've got a couple good lefties in that lineup too. McCann, Josh Reddick. It's interesting to see if Marisnyk will be in there again. Hit a dong today. He was a guy we threw out in the Slack chat. And hey, if you guys aren't in the Slack chat, get on there, man. You know, if you're not a Patreon subscriber, one, you got to subscribe. Two, if you're not in the Slack chat and you are a subscriber, get in there because there's so much good info just being poured out throughout the day. You know, it's a community in there. Guys are putting out their thoughts, putting out their lineups. You got Spectre, Fern, me, Kingsguard, everybody putting in their 2 cents, man. There were some good plays in there today. Calhoun, Jose Martinez, Marisnyk, just off the top of my head, some guys I threw out there. I know Spectre had some really nice calls too, with maybe that White Sox stack, some of that stuff. So get on there. The next game, the Rockies taking on the D-backs. Look, I don't know what the Rockies are doing with the lineup they put out today. Hitting Nolan Arenado seventh it's a fireable offense for me. Like, if you're my manager, I'm the owner, and I see you turn that lineup card in, I'm waiting for you in your office after the game, and you're getting pink slipped. Like, inexcusable. I think Iannetta was hitting fourth. It's just like, how are you a big league manager? I mean, even if it works, like, just doesn't make sense. So keep an eye what they do when lineups post. It's a 9:40 game, so it's going to be tough to know in time. Getting Robbie Ray, I mean, the righty bats are in play, I think, against him. Ray is, you know, a good strikeout artist, but Blackman, even though he's a lefty, hits lefties. Arenado's a lefty masher. Story, Desmond, talked about it coming into tonight. Tyler Anderson on the hill for the Rockies. Don't hate him. Maybe the most desperate of punts at pitcher, but like we talked about yesterday, don't get cute with pitching this time of year. Get the big guns. Pay down where you need to pay down. Catcher, shortstop, things like that. Third outfielder. And take guaranteed points. You know, that's play the percentages in April. You know, Mr. Kane always loves to point out how long it takes for sample size to really start to have any sort of predictive capabilities. We're not going to know anything until May. So, yeah, even guys who have a hot first series, hot first 2 weeks, like it could go the other way easily. Don't jump on the Cubs because they hit today. Well, jump on the Cubs because the Marlins pitching staff is a joke. but just as one example. And you get the Angels taking on the Athletics. Tyler Skaggs pitching left-hander, Sean Manaea for the A's, a left-hander as well. That A's lineup, man, I'm interested. Kinsler's supposed to be playing. A lot of good righty bats in that lineup. Trout. I like Manaea from a season-long perspective, but I think a tough spot here against a lineup that could be pretty good. Skaggs, I don't really like him much either. The A's have got some bats of their own. Chris Davis, we said, hit one today. Semien, interesting play at shortstop. He's a guy who's got power and speed. Piscotty, not the worst play, taking on a lefty for a guy who's got good OBP skills. Luke Roy at catcher, he can hit lefties. Matt Chapman at third base, he can hit lefties. So, you know, more interested in the hitting in this game. Then you got the Brewers taking on the Padres. Julius Chacin, right-hander, taking on. Padres still haven't confirmed, but it looks like a guy named Lucchesi. Ooh, I don't know anything about Lucchesi, but I'm probably interested in some Brewers again. They let me down today. I'll put him back in there. You got good weather usually in San Diego this time of year. Against Chacin, he's pitched here in San Diego. You know, I don't like him at all as a pitcher. He might get through this lineup, but there's some nice lefties in there. Hosmer, you get Freddie Galvis, a switch hitter. He had a nice night tonight. Will Myers, Margot at the top of that lineup, not the worst plays. Then the last game of the night, the Giants take it on the Dodgers, over under 7. Johnny Cueto taking on Alex Wood, a left-hander. It's all going to depend what Alex Wood shows up to start the year. My guess is it's the guy who was dominant in the first third of the season last year. Shouldn't be hurt yet. Shouldn't be worn out. Look good in spring training. You know, the Giants have some righties. They've got good contact skills, but you know, Wood's got the funky delivery. It's early. They probably are going to be trailing the Dodgers lineup. It's pretty solid. Some guys have good BVP numbers against Cueto. Not really interested in Cueto on the road there against a strong lineup. You know, maybe Kutch or Longoria, the only Giants I'm probably interested in. Dodgers, I mean, it's all good. Kike Hernandez probably isn't going to be in this one. He hit cleanup today. That's an interesting development. But you figure he's probably out. Bellinger's back to cleanup. Matt Kemp maybe hitting fifth. Kemp's got, he's one of the guys with the BVP versus Cueto. I'm a little bit interested in Kemp. Chris Taylor at the top. Corey Seager. Puig hits righties better than lefties lately. Yeah, Forsythe, you know, he's got good contact skill, and he's real cheap at the moment. So there's a lot to like in that lineup. You know, on the whole, just from a DFS perspective, like especially this time of year, it's really easy to see where people are going to go. You know, you knew the Yankees were going to be heavy today. If the Nationals would have played, they would have been heavy. You knew Sale was going to be probably the most owned pitcher, unless you were playing the full slate with Kershaw available. So, you know, you want to have a really low owned stack, pick a popular pitcher, and go against him. You know, same thing with, with picking a pitcher. If you want him to be really low owned, you know, Cole Hamels would have been a great one today for low ownership. That would have bitch in the ass, but. You know, if you want to roll those dice, that's the way to do it. You know, you're gonna lose a lot of them, but every once in a while they pay out. So, you know, A, you got to figure out a good spot to do it in. B, it actually has to pay off. But you know, for me, I'm probably looking at the better pitchers of the night. Did I miss a game here? I missed a couple games here, I think. Jumped in a little too early. So you got the Yankees taking on the Blue Jays. Over under 9. Tanaka pitching for the Yanks. Aaron Sanchez for the Jays. Maybe a little interest in both guys. The Jays lineup doesn't look great at the moment. Donaldson dealing with the calf. He's got dead arm or something. You know, if Tanaka can get some swing and misses, he could have a good line. Sanchez against the Yankees, that's second thought. I mean, even though Hap kind of pitched better than expected, I'm not going there. And then the other game I missed, the Cubs taking on the Marlins, 8.5 over under. Kyle Hendricks against Caleb Smith. Caleb Smith, a lefty. Yeah, stack Cubs. That's a good one. Don't be afraid of Rizzo. Hits lefties well. The righties at the top. Chris Bryant. Baez, even though he's at the bottom of the order, if he's okay, took one off the hand today, but if he's in there, he's a guy who could pay in his stack pretty well. Marlins against Hendricks, I mean, it should be a good ballpark for Hendricks for pitch to contact pitcher like him. He's got a challenge in left field if they play Schwarber, but there's a lefty going on the other side from the Marlins, so Schwarber's maybe sitting. But yeah, that about wraps up the slate. Hit us in Slack, like I said, and see if we can help you out where you need it. All right, good luck, guys.